Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called a curse for us. When Adam sinned, all creation came under a curse, and everyone who breaks God's law is cursed. But Jesus bore our curse on the cross so that we may receive the blessings of God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
spanning the globe. There just has to be a better version of this song someplace. Could this just sound any more dated and tinny? Yeah. We remaster everything else. Why not our theme here for a compilation, that's the word, a compilation of miscellaneous patched together stories that suddenly become thematic for talk radio, Wide World of Christian Stories. Pleased as punch with myself.
Yeah.
Pleased as punch.
I'll work on that remix too.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. We're walking out of the gym. I don't know if you knew this, but I do work out. Stop laughing. I do work out. We're walking out of the gym and there's a dude parked on the thing, you know, I guess it's called a street is the word I'm looking for. And he had the window down because for a day here in Atlanta, fall visited. Oh, it's gorgeous here. It was like 75 degrees. It was like, I love Georgia in the fall. I don't know that there's a finer place to be than Georgia in the fall. And he had his window down and he had Chicago blasting. Does anybody really know what time it is? And I went, that is such a, like, why don't they have music like that today where it's just like kind of perky? And I told Mrs. Friel that has the best intro of all time, I think, for any song. And they would never do anything like that on radio today. So we got in the car. And the reason that I bring it up, that if there's a connection here, that's not just a synapse in my brain. Chicago's been remastered. Everything, all of their tunes, it's like, whoa, those sound really, really good. And it certainly sounds better than
the thrill of victory.
Like a filter fish, Larry. So let's get to our Wide World of Christian Stories, shall we? To Seattle we go. Okay, it seems like I might just have an entire barn full of hobby horses. They seem to be growing. Seattle judge dismisses double axe murder case because suspect is too insane to stand trial. That is to me. So somebody, two people, were murdered with an axe. And this guy gets off because Judge Nelson Lee found Liam Harrison Krieger, K-R-Y-G-E-R, not the grocery store, K-R-Y, incompetent based on medical reports and dismissed the criminal case during a brief hearing Thursday. Lee, the judge, also signed an order directing Krieger to undergo a civil commitment evaluation. Wait a second. You can do a civil commitment evaluation, but you don't know that murdering somebody with an axe is wrong. The hearing lasted less than 3 minutes. Where is the death penalty? Where is the high view of human life? This is an anthropology issue, as so many of our modern issues are. Almost everything these days is anthropological. This is a low view of humanity. Might this fellow have mental issues? Perhaps. And even if he did not know that it was wrong to use an axe to murder somebody, two people, by the way, I'm sorry, you forfeited your life. You forfeited your life. Why? It is because of the crime itself and what was stolen. A human's life, an image bearer of God, was murdered. And whether you are aware of how bad that is or to the degree of which or whatever emotional issue you might be dealing with, I'm sorry. If it's a teenager, they know that it's wrong to murder somebody with an axe. I'm sorry. I know that this sounds so contra 21st century sensitivity, but it is actually more sensitive than those people who are willing to let people get off of heinous crimes because they presumably have some sort of mental issue. What about the families of these two that were murdered? What about loving them? What about caring for them? What about loving the people who were actually cut to bits by an axe? What about our care and compassion for them? How's about honoring them? Oh, this is so wrong. This is so wrong. So my latest hobby horse is we really need to have a national conversation about the death penalty. Krieger's own parents say he threatened to kill them with an axe in the past and stood over their bed with an axe at least once while they were sleeping. He might be insane, but he certainly knows how to kill people with an axe, and he most certainly knows that it is wrong. 2 years ago, the accused man stalked his first victim, checked for cameras, and did all that he could to avoid being caught. Seemed to understand that there would be some sort of repercussions for murdering somebody with an axe. Let's go to Michigan, shall we? Senate candidate Abdul El Said. I'm not going to play the sound for you because it's just absolutely ridiculous and ugh, justifies transgender mutilation of kids by comparing it to circumcision. Do you ever hear something that is so preposterous that it almost defies explaining why it's so ridiculous? It's like, what? You're putting somebody under to cut off natural body parts because they think that they're the wrong gender is akin to removing a piece of skin for health reasons, by the way. Really? You think that's the same? He appeared on the Jesse Waters program. I didn't know Jess. I don't watch the Fox News. So I don't know who's on there anymore. So I guess Jesse Waters still. Jimmy, did you watch any of the Republican midterm convention that they're doing?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. No.
James Talafrico.
Yeah.
President called that Democrat. El Said accused Waters and conservatives of being selective because they oppose transgender procedures for minors while not demanding a government ban on circumcision. All right, sir. All right. Let's see if these people win. I'm telling you. Please start evangelizing. Please. The hope for this nation is found in one, Jesus Christ. These people need the gospel. This Muslim needs to be converted. These socialists, they need to be, they're not socialists, they are communists. They need to be converted. 80% of drug traffickers arrested in Portland in the last 3 years have been illegal aliens. Well, that seems to be working out just fine. Although, Jimmy, I have to say this. I saw another example of this, another demonstration. I see it all the time. I guess I was maybe too young to notice when we lived in Minnesota, but it's far more prevalent in the South. This is my opinion. The hardest workers, and I'm talking about physical manual labor, are Hispanic people. Just, there wouldn't be a new roof in Georgia without them. They're the lovely Georgia. If you've never been here, Georgia's very high on landscaping. We take care of business here. Everybody does, even like roads with the bushes and the trimming. And who's always the crew that's taking care of them? Best I can observe, Hispanic people. The lawn services, painting, construction, they are the hardest working people that are here. And so if they come here legally, I say rock on, man. I don't know the percent. I just see how dedicated they are to hard work and to family. And you've got to go, wow. But they got to come here legally. They just come here legally and let's celebrate their contribution to our culture. What would we do without those people doing those jobs? We should esteem them for doing those jobs, but they need to be here legally, because so many of the ones that are coming here illegally, 80% of drug traffickers arrested in Portland in the last 3 years have been illegal aliens. That's got it. That's just, that has to stop. Let's go to, well, federal appeals court says Constitution protects owning child porn if it's made with AI. Oh, and not shared. So you can do your devious little thing with AI. That's not a problem. In 2024, a guy from Holman, Wisconsin, was charged by the U.S. DOJ for using AI to create thousands of images depicting child sexual abuse and distributing them. He decided to argue that it was legal for him to do this. And 2025, a judge in the Western District of Wisconsin agreed. Now, what is the name of that? Holman, Wisconsin. I can't pinpoint that one. And Western would be way over by Milwaukee, wouldn't it? Huh. At any rate, so the federal prosecutor's appeal, the prosecutors have now lost at the appellate level. This would be another anthropological issue. You can't use human images. We esteem human life so highly that you can't even use pixels to portray them doing devious, perverted things. This, like so many stories, is anthropological. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Let me ask you a question. Have you experienced any type of real change in the areas of your life that really need it the most? Or do you find yourself just getting by, just figuring out a way to manage to the next day? Look, a lot of people have gotten really good at managing their anger, managing their anxiety, managing the habits that they've formed, but management, it's not the same as transformation. That's why one of the world's leading podcasts today is Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford. Greg is a professor at the Masters University and a fellow here at Fortis Institute as well. And his whole focus is helping people experience the kind of change that only comes through the sufficient word of God. And this kind of content is only possible because of our gospel partners. If you've been blessed by our ministry, I would love to ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. I know you have questions about that, and we have answers at fortisinstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Most of us haven't really thought about persecution, not the real kind, not the kind where following Jesus actually costs you something. But Christians throughout history have indeed faced it. And depending on where things are headed, we might too. So what does the Bible say you're supposed to do when the pressure mounts? That's exactly what our resource Persecution is all about. It's teaching built on the book of 1 Peter with historical context from the Fox's Book of Martyrs. You'll get a biblical framework for faithfulness when things aren't easy anymore. Fix your hope on heaven, grow in holiness, and submit to authority. Unless they tell you to sin, and keep proclaiming the gospel anyway. This is honest teaching, and it's more timely than any of us may want to admit. Persecution, available now on Fortis Plus. Download the app for free on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. History is full of kings, and every single one of those kings, well, they're gone now. Except one. One king continues to reign, and Exalt the King with Todd Friel is a weekly podcast about that very king. Todd is the pastor of Alpharetta Bible Church, and every single week he takes a passage of scripture and he preaches it the way it was meant to be preached, until you can see Jesus in all of his beauty and glory. And Todd will be the first to tell you, he's after more than just your attention. He preaches to stir your heart, because a king this glorious deserves to be loved, and a heart that loves him follows him gladly. So come and hear for yourself what happens when the Word of God lifts Christ up where he belongs. Exalt the King with Todd Friel. There's a new episode every week wherever you listen to podcasts or on fortisplus.org.
Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You didn't think I was going to go find it. This is Wretched Radio. Can you imagine this being played on land radio today? Or anywhere? But it was in the late 60s. Chicago. I think they were based in Chicago. This was the intro to a, I think it was a top 10 hit. You don't even know what song it is by at this point. It's like, it's so avant-garde. Today, everything is so electronic. Just wouldn't happen today. Jimmy, you ever heard this before?
How long is this intro? No, I haven't.
It's forever. Hold on. There's actually like three intros in the intro. Oh. So here comes the second intro.
Oh, just the second.
This has been over a minute already. Feels like 10 days for me. Us too, for real. Here's the second part.
Picks it up a little bit.
Picked up a little bit.
Yeah.
It still isn't it. If the third intro doesn't just kind of put a little pep in your step. Now see what they're doing? They're calling back to the piano.
Yeah. That's nice.
Now it gets better now.
Oh, a little trumpet.
You don't love that?
It's great.
I want to go have a good day. This is Michael Bublé. They wrote their own stuff. They didn't just record other people's stuff. Oh, whatever happened to music? Whatever happened to strings and orchestration and horns and instruments, actual human beings and people who could sing? Gone are those days. Did I mention this is Wretched Radio? Thank you for indulging me. Friel, we didn't. We now loathe you. I don't think that radio played the entire intro every time, but it did happen. And even for a band to put that onto an album at all is just, it just used to be more human musical manufacturing that was done. Jimmy, did you see any of the clips? I think it was held in China, the Robot Olympics. That took place?
The Robot Olympics.
Yeah, the one that I saw, there were these robots, and they're as gangly and, you know, stiff as you'd imagine, doing races. Like they're on a track, and they're running like a 50-yard dash and a whatever you run in track. Because, well, running, it just, the problem with running is that you have to run. I don't see any point.
The whole problem.
We have cars. Why would, in the world, would we do such a thing? And I'm watching it and I'm like, I couldn't possibly be less interested in this. I don't care which robot wins. And I thought, okay, wait a second, though. Maybe somebody would appreciate it. Maybe because of what the human component of making the robot. And I thought, no, I don't think so. Because I wouldn't go to a Coliseum and sit there to watch somebody design software. It's human competition. It's human beings striving and straining because they've done years of training. That's what I want to watch, not robots. Let's hope that doesn't become a trend. Really, that to me, well, that just seemed real Steven Spielberg, didn't it?
I mean, we watch what, auto racing. We watch car, you know.
But there's a human being on the wheel.
That's what's focused on. We're not focused on the car being built.
Right. That's right. Although that's really cool. Yeah. I got to go to Talladega once, and I got to be in the pit.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it is so sophisticated. It is a big money sport, too, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is.
Because the driver will have semis, you know, the big trucks.
Uh-huh, yep.
Because the car will actually have to be stored in it. That's one thing. But then they've got all of their computers and the monitors, and it's state-of-the-art stuff. And yep. There are people watching it, and they're telling them what to do, and there's their headset. It's... Wow, is that ever cool? Let's go to Great Britain, shall we? The Daily Mail. Ministers. These are not Anglican ministers. Government ministers now have to tell asylum seekers to not rape women. A new booklet teaches migrants how to avoid committing sex crimes in Britain. We assume so many things in a first world country, don't we? And met people from other countries. Apparently, this is not a problem with some of these countries where people are immigrating into to Great Britain and into America. The publication sets rules and expectations of living in Britain handed to asylum seekers. It warns, if you have sex with someone without their consent, this is called rape. Rape is a serious crime in the UK. Well, that's a lie. We know that, don't we? Because of what, the 250,000 women that were involved in sex trafficking courtesy of the Religion of Peace? Still one of my favorite. Sorry. I'm having too many flashbacks today. There's a meme that I actually held on to it. And it's a scene of a bunch of Muslims, you know, and they're running around yelling Allahu Akbar. And, you know, they're doing their little terrorist thing. And the caption was, just because 98% of the adherents of a religion act like this doesn't mean they aren't peaceful. Uh-huh. Well, actually it does. So why am I chuckling about it? It's not that funny, Friel. It's because I was talking to somebody who was a Muslim and I had to show him a picture of something on my phone. Oh, it was the guy. I know what it was the barber. It was the barber. And I was trying to show him a picture on my phone. And he looks at, and that meme pops up. Oops. Awkward much? Back to Great Britain we go. Also warning the new arrivals not to follow someone or block their path or make rude or offensive gestures. They're told to never make sexual comments to someone, even if you think it is a compliment, or whistle, or make kissing noises at someone. It sets out that it is illegal to have sex with someone under the age of 16, adding, there are no exceptions to this rule. Even if they say yes, it is still illegal. Wow. We make booklets and continue the madness. The booklet explains that men and women in the UK have equal rights, and that women are allowed to work and earn their own money. I don't know who they could be talking to. They have their own right to study, travel freely, and make their own decisions about their lives, including whether to marry. Why don't you just come out and say it? Hey, Muslims, this is how we do it here. It adds that a husband, father, or brother should never stop a woman from working or studying, control what she wears or where she goes, stop her from seeing family or friends, or make decisions for her without her agreement. That's just... Now, I don't think that should be a blanket rule, because I think a father should have that right. You see, this is the problem with just imposing morality on an immoral people. You need moral people at the heart level. The document warns it's a crime to take sexual images of someone without their consent. Keeping children safe in the UK sets out that babies and toddlers must never be left alone. They should never be hit, smacked, shaken, or hurt. Smacked would be the British. That's spanking, I believe, is what they call it. And not giving a child enough food, clean clothes, health care, or a safe place to live amounts to neglect. So the government felt the need to put together this pamphlet here while not addressing immigration. And this ultimately... This is yet one more reason why we should desire to evangelize Muslims. It is a religion that promotes this, barbarism. Hindus need to be evangelized. Their culture is so, let's just say, below American standards. Their culture stems from their religion. Remember, the headwaters is always religion. Downstream is the culture. Downstream is the crime or lack thereof. It's the religion, and this should motivate us. We should want these people to be saved so that they can have eternal life and so that they can live in a culture that is just plain better. Because the religion is informing how that they are supposed to run their country, and the way that that Hinduism and Islam informs them, it leads to, they're stuck in, the Islam is stuck in the 7th century. Is where they're stuck. They can't advance, because if they do, it means that their holy book is wrong, because it is their holy book that dictates the terms of their existence and their civilization. One last thing to perhaps agitate you. This was sent in from, I'll just say, somebody living in Hampshire. Oh, this is Great Britain too. And in the meantime, in Great Britain, I guess there was a segue there. there's a play. I hate to even say it, so I'm just going to have to spell it for you. It's called J-E-E-Z-U-S. It's a smash hit with new songs. It's going to be in Edinburgh. And it is the story. I don't even want to. Okay, I'll tell you, but it's just really disgusting. In Peru, a military coup ushers in a decade of dictatorship under the rule of Alberto Fujimori. In the home of General Jose and his devoted wife Maria, altar boy Jesus prepares diligently for his first communion. But as the biggest day of his adolescent life approaches, I can't even say it. He has thoughts about Jesus on the cross. Let's just leave it at that. Great Britain is allowing that to happen while producing booklets that have to instruct Muslims that they really shouldn't be raping women. Decisions. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.